Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the October European Show. I'm still your host, Mo Stewart, and it's time to talk Bundesliga. And I'm very, very happy to be joined once again by Stadio legend, Mr. Musa Okwonga. Thank you for joining us, Musa.
My man, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Always welcome on this show. It's a rare treat that we get to deal with breaking news on this show. I call it a treat. But we had some today that we just cannot ignore. Our former leader, Mr. Jurgen Klopp, has announced today that he will be taking over as the head of global soccer for the Red Bull Group from the start of January 2025. Now, this has become quite a shock to a lot of us for a lot of reasons. I think fundamentally there's still some Liverpool fans out there who thought that he would never take another job and that he would drift off into the sunset being ours forever. But also there's the context of who he's joining, because for those who aren't aware, the Red Bull teams and the Red Bull group are deeply unpopular within Germany. And I'd go so far as to say that what they seem to represent as an ethos seems to be very much at odds with what we believe Jurgen Klopp's own ethics to be.
Absolutely right. Well put. So just to give the factual context behind why they're so unpopular, the first thing is they were established a few years ago as a club, well, Red Bull, RB Leipzig, Rasenball Sport Leipzig, because you can't name in Germany football clubs after sponsors. This club, RB Leipzig, was established with the express purpose of promoting the Red Bull soft drink, which would go down badly in many countries, and especially in Germany, because in Germany, this is a country where the majority of clubs have to abide by the 50+1 rule, where a club is owned by 50% of its shareholders with a plus one. So you can't get majority shareholding by an individual, whereas Red Bull are wholly, well, RB Leipzig are wholly owned by Mark Mateschitz, the son of Dietrich Mateschitz, who is an extremely polarizing figure, to say the least. So he ran, the father Dietrich, before he passed away a couple of years ago, he ran a TV company called Servus. And Servus were best known for platforming Martin Selner, who is a right-wing figure so extreme that at one point he was banned from entering Germany just a few months ago, because he was one of the co-sponsors, co-authors, co-supporters of a project to deport millions of immigrants from Germany should the far-right AfD party enter the country. So that's the factual context. And it is that club, it's that entity, it's that construct that Jurgen Klopp has chosen to go and work as the CEO for, as the head of global soccer for. So it's a big problem. And I think the key aspect now to state here is that this is the antithesis of so many things that Klopp has stood for